You are now tuned in to Midday with Manny. This is Midday with Manny.
I'm a fire-type Pokemon, motherfucker.
Let Charizard up in this bitch.
Charizard up in this hole. Well, Charizard just used smoke screen, and he is donezo. Dude. Welcome back to Midday with Manny. I'm Manny.
That didn't take long.
I'm Manny, and this is Jimmy.
Hi.
Sugarfoot Quavos. Woo! Fastest thumbs in the West.
Oh, is all my boots get diabetes.
Is it true that when you were 16, you won a texting contest? Because you could text 30,000 words a minute.
You know, I don't speak of words of legend and myth.
Not since the Nokia incident of 08. I don't talk about it.
When I pulled the Nokia from the stone of legend. Became the chosen one.
Became the chosen texter.
Allegedly.
Alleged. Everything on this podcast is alleged.
That's right. And no proof.
Yeah, we had no idea what the hell we're going to talk about. But I just knew that at some point I needed to sit you down across from me and press record without a red light on.
Red lights make me nervous.
That's why they're always hidden when you come over.
Yeah. That's what happens when your grandfather was a bull.
Old El Toro Cuevas.
El Toro Cuevas, man. You don't know. Y'all don't know about that.
How long have we known each other? 3 years?
About 3 years now, yeah.
It feels like so long.
Yeah. Which is, we didn't really, like, talk like that up until, like, maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We became friends off of one tattoo. Yeah. One low coheat tattoo.
Yeah, I was just like, that coheat tattoo?
I said, yup. Did we just become best friends? Not yet. Yup. Give me a year. Yeah.
I need space. I have trust issues.
You don't know me.
Can't let you in my life.
You don't know nothing about me.
It's in my heart.
I know you like Coheed and Yob.
Yob.
So how long you been at the post office?
About 4 years.
Oh yeah, because you were at the top CCA when I started.
I was number one, baby.
I think you were like number three. I think you were behind Cats and Wills.
Yeah, because Cats. She became a supervisor like I think a couple months before she made regular, right? Good old Cats.
Hi Cats,
in case you ever listen to this.
she's not gonna listen to any of them except for this one. Be like, oh my god, they name dropped me. They name dropped me. Shut up Gators. Shut up, go on now, get.
You just hear her throw an alligator across the room. She could.
She could totally easily. Could. And then make some boots out of them her dogs.
If I ever met a woman who could kill me simply by ripping my throat out on a whim, it would have been Megan Katz.
She was a scary little thing.
Yeah.
She was terrifying. Oh, my God. So, fuck. We were talking about anime earlier.
Yes, we were.
Are you a big anime guy?
I wouldn't say I'm a big anime guy, at least not anymore. I used to watch quite a lot more of it in my younger days.
What were some of your favorites?
As cliche as it's going to be, my favorites has always been and probably will always be Fullmetal Alchemist, Cowboy Bebop, and Neon Genesis Evangelion. Those have just always been the top three just for various reasons.
Personal top three? What are you watching any now? Because I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't watched anime in a while. Regularly.
Not on the reg. Keeping up with the new Dragon Balls?
Nah. Like, I know what's going on.
You know what's going on?
But, like, remember when you, like, get home from school and you sit down and Toonami was on?
You goddamn right.
And it took you 3 weeks to see Goku go Super Saiyan?
What was the mascot's name?
Tom, bro.
Tom!
It was little fat Tom.
Yeah! And then they tried to redo him and they slimmed him up.
He got skinny Tom.
I wasn't about it. I didn't like Tom. That.
And then, I don't know.
I was body shaming. I didn't appreciate that.
Cancel culture. They're like, nah.
Fucking Cartoon Network back when it was Channel 32. Act like I don't remember.
Man. Do you remember when Nickelodeon was Channel 22? People don't even know that. It's been 33 their whole lives.
Man, that was back when we still had Kablam.
Kablam. Kablam was dope.
Oh, was it Henry and June? Was it Henry?
Yeah, was that their name? Yeah. Man. The Amazing Melt Man.
That's right. You reminded me of
He
about
has
that.
The power to melt.
Melt. Thunder Girl. She flies like thunder. We had the fire shows growing up.
Oh, do you remember? I think probably like one of my favorite shows was Salute Your Shorts. Dude, that was all. You know what I was terrified of, though?
What?
Are You Afraid of the Dark scared the shit out of me.
Are You Afraid of the Dark did
never,
his damn job.
I never watched an episode.
Are You Afraid of the Dark now?
The intro scared me as a kid, and I didn't watch it.
It was creepy.
Once that once I saw the rocking chair, I said, no, we good. What's on Cartoon Network right now?
Do you know what that stuff was that they threw into the fire?
No.
That was magnesium powder, apparently. Yeah, of all things that did that, like, crazy, like, made it, like, shoot up like that, that's magnesium that did that. That's all it was.
Well, you learned something today.
I know, but it, like, fucked up the magic for me. I didn't appreciate when I learned that
fact. You thought it was just magic?
Yeah, I was just like, nah, that's TV magic.
They using spells and such.
They had CG before it was CG. That was Michael Bay's first job, the fire and Are You Afraid of the Dark?
And then someone said, hey, man, you know, you want to make a Transformers movie?
Yeah.
You look like you can handle it.
It's like, yo, it's like, you mighty good at making things go up in flames. You want to make 2 hours worth of explosions and shit?
What else is in it? Robots, bro. It's old. Can we get Megan Fox in it? No. But she hot. Okay, fine. But only one movie.
Exactly. Just the wait. No, what? She wasn't in the second one? Revenge of the Fallen?
Nah, I don't think so. I believe she was only in the first one.
That shit is funny as fuck. If that's true. Oh, man. But Shia's not even doing them anymore.
Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
Yeah, now they got Marky Mark.
Woo!
Out here.
When he's not out there slinging them family burgers, he's out here saving Earth.
Speaking of his family burgers, I went there, right? I was looking at the menu, and it was like, it was like all beef patty, blah blah blah, government cheese, and I'm like, pause, what?
Wait, you don't know about government cheese?
No, I know about government cheese, but why are you serving government cheese in a restaurant? Like, Mark, I know you're not struggling no more, bro.
You've been to movies for a hot minute.
We see Boogie Nights, bro. You were way past government cheese, my guy.
Oh man.
At this point, you could be slinging dick for real cheese. Like, you don't need the government cheese, man.
Yo, but the important question here is, how was the burger?
The burger was all right.
How was the cheese?
I didn't eat the cheese.
Well, you didn't eat the cheese?
It's government cheese.
Man, you don't even like cheese,
I
though,
don't,
right?
I don't, government free, I don't want it. I don't want it anyway. But, like, I remember it was just very off-putting to read government cheese on there, because, like, I've heard horror stories of government cheese and government ham.
That's wait a minute. I've never heard of government ham. Oh, I've heard of the peanut butter and the government cheese.
There's government peanut butter?
I've been told from those from the older generation that there was some kind of government issue peanut butter. I didn't believe the peanut butter part. I believe the cheese part because I got that verified.
Yeah.
But the peanut butter part.
You know,
I
haven't
man.
Bought peanut butter in months because I bought one, like, 5-pound tub of it. But, like, it was on sale at Big Y. It was, like, I want to say it was, like, $2.99 for 5 pounds of peanut butter. And I was, like, yeah, I could definitely use this.
Made in China peanut
Dude,
butter.
I have so
$2.99.
many. At one point, I had, like, 4 or 5 different jams in my fridge. Like, also, why do the whites just call jam chutney? Like, just call it jam. Like, pork chops
true,
and mint chutney. No, it's pork chops and mint jam. Like,
yeah, we don't need so many different words.
It's
to all right.
There's
the
no class in jam. Everyone likes a good jam. Rich, poor, it's just jam. Like, I had some wild berry jam. It was like a medley of wild berries. It was delectable.
Were any of the berries wilder than the others? Was there a most wild of the berries?
Yeah, there was a Kardashian berry, and it released a sex tape, and then I couldn't afford it anymore.
It skyrocketed to the top.
Just took his whole family.
The man, who knew you could start a career from a comeback?
Well, that's a comeback story. I think she had to code her back.
Oh, love you, Kim.
I need to put some work into Parks and Rec.
Man, how have you not seen that entire series?
Well, because I watched The Office first, and it just turned me off to all kinds of shows like that.
I mean,
because like,
I feel like you didn't give The Office enough of a chance.
I kind of did.
How far in did you get?
3 seasons. But it took me 2 weeks to watch the first season, and there's only
like, I told you to skip the first season.
I know, but I can't. I have OCD. I have to watch the whole thing.
I could have told you what the first season is. The first season is a bunch of plot points that aren't completely relevant, but are slightly relevant towards the end of the show. And Michael Scott's hair is horrible.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan at all. I'm not a fan. Not my thing. I don't even think I got to the chili scene. But I couldn't do it.
But like, but I'll tell you what, you didn't even get to the seasons where Craig Robinson's character is more prominent in the storylines.
It's better than Friends.
Everything is better than Friends. I'm sorry, people. Friends is just not good.
The name of this episode is going to be called Fuck Friends.
Fuck Friends, fuck Smelly Cat, fuck all that.
Except for Jennifer Aniston. We love you, Jen.
Man, she's immortal as fuck.
She really is.
I don't understand it, because everyone else on that show...
Well, soul-sucking.
I mean, maybe.
She's sucking the life out of them.
Maybe. It's either that or she hitting the gym harder than any of them.
Oh, my gosh. She looks fantastic.
She looks younger than she did back then. Yeah, she looked old as shit on Friends.
She looked middle-aged on Friends. She was like 20.
She got that Benjamin Button, bro.
Bro. Jesus Christ. So how old were you when you guys illegally came to this country?
Man, who told you? My cousin Elion? Fuck, man. He's still mad because he got caught.
Ellie, you got got, cuz.
I told you not to use the Goodrich.
I wonder what happened to him. I wonder what he's like now.
Man, Google that shit.
He probably like opened up an aquarium for dolphins because they saved him.
He's probably secretly rich as fuck and owns a bunch of fucking brands or something or whatever that we use every day. We have no fucking idea.
He made these microphones. You look on the back, it says Echo in Cuba. De Elia. We knew this was going to happen the second we sat down.
Just going to laugh for an hour.
But, oh my God. I think it's great. I think 90% of our conversations is like laughter.
Pretty and much. There's
10% of words.
And the thing is, like, we don't even have to look at each other and laugh because we'll be on the phone and just start cracking up.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about when I went to Cracker Barrel when Hef was working? And
oh, right, because he used to work part-time.
Yeah, he worked at Cracker Barrel, so we went. And he told me he was working, but I didn't see him. But then I saw him walking to the back. Mm. So as he's walking in, I, like, cup my mouth, and I go,
ah! Ah! So he knew.
Yo, and he stops. And he just looks around, and then he shakes his head, and he takes another step, and I do it again, and he stops, and he looks, and he runs over to the table, he goes, I knew that sound! I also feel that if I had him sitting across from me, it'd be the same thing, if not worse.
Probably.
Because that dude can go that about some wild shit.
He's just a funny dude. Shit, it's funny. You made him stop dead in his tracks.
Bro, he literally just stopped and he's looking around like, who did it? Who done it? Who done it?
Who done it? Tim Curry, that you?
That's the thing. We don't even say normal shit. We just shout out random things.
No, we just go deep cuts. Dude, I think... If you understand that reference, hit me up because you cool as shit. You understand that joke.
Dude, I think our conversations are like nonsense about work, our girlfriends.
Yep.
And then movie quotes.
Yep. And of the movie quotes, a good, solid 60% of them are Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
And of the Pineapple Express, 60% of that are Craig Robinson's lines.
Yo, and I watched it the other day, and I totally forgot that Chase Franco smacks him in the face with a coffee pot.
Fucked his face and up. He's like, I look like the hamburger.
You gonna sit there, you gonna watch your ass, your sexy ass get killed.
Craig Robinson is the greatest of all time. Dude,
I'm so glad we got to go see him.
That
was like the best show I've ever been to in my life.
That was great. And it was just a sing-along, and it was still amazing.
Bro, when we were doing... when we were singing the Grease song, and it was the guy's part, and some girl started singing, he just slams on the camera. He's like, I hear a woman! Oh, Craig Robinson, you are the absolute greatest.
He really is. You really are, man.
I definitely got to go see him again.
Oh, if he ever comes we back anywhere to. Remotely close to
Oh, my
to
God.
Here.
He
that
is,
was great.
He is absolutely hysterical.
Yep. I got to check. Have you checked out Dolemite yet?
No, I have to.
Yeah, yo.
Henry said it was great.
Yeah, a couple people at the office were talking about it, so I definitely got to check
it out.
Because
it sold me when it showed Craig Robinson.
Yep, Wesley Snipes.
And then when Eddie Murphy goes, Dolemite's my name and rapping and tapping is my game. I'm like, I don't even know what that means and I want to see it.
I want to know what the game is. Teach me.
Like, I don't know anything about it. It's just, it looks like it's one of those old blaxploitation movies, and those are the greatest.
Yep.
I need more. I need another Black Dynamite.
Oh, Black Dynamite from start to finish.
God.
So good.
They're making a new Shaft.
Are they really?
With Samuel L. Jackson.
There is no one else who can do Shaft.
That's true. But. Still Samuel Jackson, and I can't believe it. I want a Snakes on a Plane, too, just to hear him say, damn it, I thought I was sick of these motherfucking snakes. On But in this one, he voices all the snakes. He's just voicing.
I don't know why, but I'm immediately imagining a scene of like one large papa snake and that's Sam Jackson. But then he's talking to all his baby snakes and all they say is, motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker.
He's like, all right, motherfucker.
Yeah. God, you know what? They need to do that movie just for that.
I do have to ask you real questions, Jim.
What? Okay. All right.
So you did your first porn at how old?
I want to say I was around 13 and a half.
But you were in a country where it was legal.
No, I just already had a mustache.
Okay. It was a good stash.
Yeah. Had that Ron Jeremy going real quick.
I still think you should come to work completely bald and just a mustache.
Just the stash?
Just everything, like eyebrows, everything gone, just a mustache.
Like, what happened? What kind of look are you going for?
But you gotta no-sell it. You gotta walk in Mario. Like nothing. Like, absolutely nothing changed. You can even go like this to your hair, your head, and just like pull your hair back.
Yep. Like, it's just still there, and I'm just completely oblivious.
But no. So you are a jack of all trades musician, right? Can you play almost everything?
I mean, like, yeah, genre wise, I can play a little bit of whatever. Just
and like instrument wise, drums, guitar, bass.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played drums in a long time because, like, you know, can't have a drum set in Bridgeport. What's wrong with you?
That's true. Where the fuck are you gonna put
you
it?
You can't hit that snare. People duck.
Ditch. Oh shit!
Get down!
They shoot. Then Jimmy's like, ha, made you look.
Maybe we should do that. Just drive around with a snare drum in the car. Just blast beating.
That and like an air horn. So he's like. Oh, dude, we drive down the east side. We're going to have 14 reggaeton rappers following us. Like, hey, yo, papa, let me play. Papa.
Just saying the names of different cities and states.
Cincinnati. Omaha. Just a...
I love your potatoes.
Dude, I want to do ad lib so bad, but I just want to do it in different languages. So, like, there'd be like this dude just rapping mad hard, and in the background just going, Papa Mahala, Papa Mahala, Papa Mahala. And it'll come out, and it'll be playing at like all like the white high schools. The kids are going to love it, and they're not going to know. I'm just saying, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes.
They have no idea.
They're like, ooh, Papa Mahala, that go hard.
You see that shit on t-shirts and hats real quick.
So when did you start making music or playing music?
I mean, I played the trumpet in middle school, but I started picking up guitar towards the end of high school.
Why'd you pick up the guitar? Because it looked cool?
No.
For the girls?
No, I really did not do it for the ladies at all. I just had nothing to do with the ladies back then. They wanted nothing to do with me. But no, I got into...
They were like, I know he plays the trumpet.
Yeah, he played the trumpet. No, we don't like that. No.
It's not racist. Jimmy is Hispanic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... What? I think that's very interesting.
What?
Your name is Jimmy.
Yep.
Like, it's just Jimmy.
Yep.
It's not James. It's just not Jimmy.
On the birth certificate, just
it's,
Jimmy.
And it's so funny because I know a guy whose name is just Mike. It's not Michael. It's not Michelangelo. It's just Mike. And I'm like, so,
please tell me he has a brother named Ike.
It's like, so, just be so like, you were born to be a plumber. Like, that's just like...
That's just your calling, baby.
Like, baby, you's a plumber.
Listen, it's fine. The trades still make good enough money.
It's like you popped out. The doctor said, here's a plunger.
You know what to do.
That toilet's been clogged for years. And the baby's like, well, all right.
Here we
His
go.
His diaper hung a little low. Because right from birth. When did you join your first band? Did you join one or did you just say, fuck it, I'm going to start a band?
No. I started talking to this kid. I think it was a math class. Pretty sure it was a math class. And we both happened to be wearing Metallica shirts. Right, and so we started talking. Found out he played drums, I played guitar. He had like... I don't know if they were like a group yet or whatever, but he was like already playing with a couple other guys.
He had dudes he would jam with?
Yeah, like he played like with another guy who played guitar. There was either a bassist or a singer or something. I don't know. I can't remember. It was too long ago. But yeah, so they played together for a couple of times. Asked if I wanted to join. At that point, I had only played guitar for like a month or two, and I was teaching myself.
So How old were you?
I couldn't do shit. I was like 16, I think. Something like that.
Were you like an awkward, gangly 16-year-old? Or were you just like very small?
You're insinuating that I'm not still awkward and gangly.
You're not really gangly. You're like proportionate. Like proportionate. When I think gangly, I think like that episode of SpongeBob where he's like flailing and snapping and his arms are like super long, you know?
Yeah.
Like just awkward, like
looking like those blow up things outside of car sales.
Like those weird kids in puberty, like when they like stretch up like really quick, but
yeah,
like,
the Gumby syndrome. But they,
yeah. The Gumby, exactly.
Yeah.
Were you a Gumby?
I was not a Gumby. I'm not nearly tall.
I was a beach ball with a head as a kid. Like, I was just like a little round kid with a little round head. And then, like, I want to say between freshman and sophomore year, I hit one of the mushrooms from Super Mario. And I just went, burr, burr,
burr, yep.
And I just shot up. Everyone, one day I woke up and everything was just further down.
Yep.
And I'm like,
ain't nothing fit no more.
Oh my God, it was horrible. I was like Captain Highwater.
Man, listen, you were ahead of your time with the skinny jeans.
Dude, I was super clam digger. Like it was brutal, bro.
Sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, growing pains suck.
Yeah, I never really had to deal
with that. All on, like, the knees and... Oh, it's just not right. It's not right at all.
Big people problems.
Yeah. I still wish I was taller, though.
Really? Yeah. How much taller would you want to be?
I think I would... I want to top out at, like, 6'3", 6'4".
That's tall.
I want to dunk. I just want to dunk one time.
You want to dunk without having to put in the work to do the dunk.
Yeah. Like, I just want to, like... Like, remember when Yao Ming would dunk? And he would just walk up to the rim and go...
Pretty much. Like,
that's what I want to do.
He was already there.
So you're 16. You pick up the guitar.
Yep.
Teaching yourself?
Yes.
Off of, like, Ultimate Guitar?
Yeah. And the
tabs and stuff?
The internet and a couple books, I guess.
You know how much easier it is for kids now? Just go on YouTube.
Yeah, that's all they got to do. There's tons of videos nowadays. God. I mean, it's great, though.
It's fantastic, but I feel like they don't have to put in the work.
I mean, you still gotta,
you know, you ain't gotta like
learn the instrument.
Yeah, but these kids don't learn how to read the books like you did. You know, they have these guys on the internet showing them. But I like, mean, so you join a band, or are you just jamming with them?
Yeah, just I guess just started playing a couple things.
Who are some of your guitar influences?
I mean, back then I picked up the guitar after getting into like the milder rock stuff, I guess. So like Alice in Chains, Metallica.
Maybe. Were you not into rock before that?
I was not.
What were you into?
I was not. I was into hip hop mostly. It was all really back then, most like right before the most recent, but like before the whole guitar thing. Most recent things I was listening to was Nas and Outkast, if I'm not mistaken.
Was music like pop?
Yeah, mostly back then.
Was music big in your house?
I would not say so. My parents were really into like the 80s freestyle shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
but nothing think, but like that and like gospel. That's
I think
all,
that's
like
a
really
Puerto weird. Rican thing, though.
Yeah.
Because most of those freestyle singers were Puerto Ricans.
You know, I don't even know. I don't like, know I, enough
I'm
about
like,
it.
Pretty sure they were.
Huh. Well, it makes sense. But yeah, like they were really about that. But that was really it. That and like some churchy
stuff.
Did
your mom ever do like the Saturday morning salsa cleanings?
I mean, there was definitely Saturday morning cleanings, but no salsa involved.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Get no chips
up,
either, though.
Woken up
hungry
by
hungry Saturdays.
no chips and dip for you, James.
No. That's why I'm so thin. Fuck me up. I never got to have that growth spurt. Ain't got that cornmeal.
It's coming, man. It's coming. Eventually.
It's coming. I'll be in the middle of my middle life crisis. Just shoot up all of a sudden.
Dude, I imagine you coming to work one day, you're 7'2". I'm like, what the fuck?
That's coming. I'm just looking at rolling at eye level.
You're looking over the LLVs.
I don't even use a satchel. I'm just carrying all the baggages.
Just
in
literally
my arms.
Just like this.
Yep.
That's insane. I could never be that big. I feel like it's just inconveniently tall.
Yeah. You know, like, you actually have to walk for doorways and shit. Like, I'm not about that.
Yeah, like, I watched the Andre the Giant documentary.
No.
And he was so tall. No, like, everything in his house was specialized. Like, his chair was the size of this table. And it's like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, what if you broke that chair?
That's bank
you
right there.
You can't go to Target.
Nope.
To get that. You're going to have to chop down a tree and use a stump as a leg. Like,
I mean, why didn't he just get giant bean bags and shit at that point? I mean, just extra comfy, though.
Yeah. I just wouldn't want to be that tall. Although he could probably dunk like a motherfucker. His hands were terrifying.
Dude, they were so... They could wrap around my torso.
Bro, he would hold a keg of beer.
Yeah.
Like a can. Like, dude, the can was literally like this in his hand.
I can't. Like, how?
I don't know. He was scary.
Yeah.
But he was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He was the man.
Oh. Anybody
want a peanut? Yo, Polly's never seen that movie.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
How have you not shown her?
I have to show it. I don't own it. I have to buy it.
It was on Netflix.
I know, but I have
point.
To buy it. I bought Men in Tights.
Like, I mean,
there's some movies you just have to buy.
Men in Tights is definitely
Men
one
in,
of them.
Oh, dude, I fucking love Men in Tights.
Great movie.
Just give me anything by Mel Brooks, realistically.
Yeah.
Like, anything he touches.
Spaceballs.
Blazing Saddles.
Comfy saddles.
I'm not gonna lie. You threw a curveball. I didn't know that you were exclusively a rap guy before the music. I thought you were a metalhead forever.
No. It was all hip hop up until that point.
From where? Just you found it, or?
I just found it. Yeah, television, radio. You know, because my parents weren't showing me the stuff I was listening to.
I had a cheat. Like I got all the music from my dad is still just a big rock head.
See,
my dad loves, like, I remember running around my house dressed up like Kiss. I remember being like 7 years old and knowing all the words to Enter Sandman. He showed me Sublime when I was a kid. Fun fact, my dad introduced me to Linkin Park.
Man, that means you were just born at like level 35.
Yeah, he came home one day and he's like, "Oh, you got to check this album out." I think Larry told him about it. And we listened to it and we blew through that CD like four times. Hybrid Theory was incredible.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask.
It was Hybrid Theory one. And we just like, "What is this?"
I mean, amazing. Hybrid Theory is still fire though.
God, it's great.
I was listening to that the other day.
The first two albums are incredible.
Meteora.
And then, like, after that, they kind of start to fall off.
I mean, they started going into a different direction.
Yeah, but the songwriting was always there.
Yeah.
Chester's voice
never faltered. Never.
And live, there was no difference between him live and on the album.
Yep.
The guy was incredible.
Everyone in that band just always, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. None of them ever. I even loved
Fort Minor.
Yeah.
Shinoda's great. He's a great writer.
He really is. And he just seems like a good dude.
Yeah, I feel like they just all seem like really nice guys.
Yeah.
Let me just meet him, they're fucking dicks. He's like, "You know who I am, bro? I'm Mike motherfucking Shinoda."
It's yep.
Like, all right. Sorry. Bro, where'd you go?
Oh, man.
So what got you out of rap?
Nothing like ever really got me out of
But
rap.
like what?
I guess just
like what, like, did you find that you're like, "Oh, I like this now"?
I mean, I don't think it was ever you know, like I picked one over the other. I think I just at that time at least like hip hop that was coming out was moving in a direction that I just wasn't clicking with me. And I don't know, I guess I heard some heavy guitars and,
yeah,
you know, a little bit yeah, I guess heavy, I guess, is the only word I can really think of to describe
like who,
it.
Like, who like, caught your eye?
I mean, the first stuff that I got into was, like Alice in Chains, Metallica, Megadeth. Like, grunge scene, thrash scene.
I love thrash.
Yeah.
Thrash is so good.
Then I got into, like, Lamb of God,
Killswitch. That's where I switch off. I don't like Lamb of God.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like Lamb of God. I don't like Trivium. I don't like bands like that.
Mm.
It's not for me. I love me some Killswitch, though.
Killswitch love was Killswitch. Always good.
But like that, like the metal Ryan likes, like the power metal.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with.
You don't like power metal?
Not really.
Oh,
it's
man.
Cool, but like it's not for me. Like I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to it.
Mm.
Like I like Maiden and stuff, but.
So you like the classics.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all about right. it. I don't like black metal.
Mm, that's okay.
I don't like any.
That's very specific, I think.
Yeah, like that whole spectrum. Yeah. It's not for me.
See, I love me some black metal.
Yeah,
really, just, like that. I like a little bit of most of the genres, subgenres.
Yeah, like I want to say like 90% of it, but like the death metal, black metal,
see,
all that
all
stuff.
I love all that.
Like Cannibal Corpse and all that. Not for me.
Man, but it's so
that's
fun.
Not my stuff. That's not my stuff.
Yeah.
It scared me.
It scared
when
you?
I was a kid? Yeah, it scared the shit out of me. Because my cousin would have it, and he would have, like, the album covers out. So I'm like...
You just see mutilated bodies everywhere.
9, 10 years old, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I never wanted to listen to it. And then I heard it, and it was like... I was like, nope.
No thanks, Ted Bundy.
No. We're good. Bye-bye. And then I want to say, like, 16, 17 years old, emo music came out. The emo scene, the hardcore scene. My Chemical Romance.
You were about it.
And I was like, cut my wrist and black my eyes.
Because Ohio is for
like,
lovers,
that
bitches.
That's all she wrote. That was it. And then I found my niche in music, and I never went back.
And MCR, they're doing the reunion show. I don't know if they're back.
No, they're back.
So they're Have they announced like a tour at all? Or
no, they're doing this first show, and I'm assuming they're going to go right to the studio.
I mean, hey.
Like, I need... Music needs My Chemical Romance. Like, dude, they're all over. Like, every social media outlet, every website has articles.
Well, yeah, it's huge.
About them now.
Because how long has it been since...
7 years. They broke up 7 years ago.
Damn.
Right after Danger Days.
I can't believe it's been that long, though.
I can't either. Hmm. I can't either. It's crazy. What is it? 2012?
Well, Killjoys make some noise because the boys are back.
Whew. I can't wait. We got to go see them.
Oh, we are.
Bro, I'm getting a wig. Just so I can flip my hair.
the wig like homeboy's hair is in what music video is it? Helena.
Yep.
Just like kind of longer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm gonna wear a suit, black with a red tie.
There you go.
Call it a goddamn day.
Do it.
I think I heard them for the first time in like freshman year or sophomore year.
I don't remember how old I was.
I remember the first song I heard was "I'm Not Okay," and I'm like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, I need more of this.
Because I'm not okay.
And I was like, I've never been okay. I promise. And it was just so good. And then my first concert was My Chemical Romance.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, the first one I went to, like, just me and, like, a friend. It was dope. It was My Chemical Romance headlining. And there was the Black Parade Tour. So, and they did all of Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge and all of Welcome to the Black Parade.
Holy shit.
It was, and so they opened up with the Black Parade.
Yeah.
And they went from like the first track, the intro, all the way to the outro. And then they stopped for a little bit. They all changed their wardrobe back to Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. And then they did the entire album.
Jesus.
And you know who opened for them? Motherfucking Rise Against. And nobody knew who Rise Against was.
First show.
Yeah. And nobody knew who Rise Against was. So when we're walking in, I'm going to sit down and they're playing Like the Angel. And I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking Rise Against. And I flipped out because I had no idea they were opening for them.
Huh.
And it was fantastic.
Hey, that's a great first show.
Oh, man.
I legitimately cannot remember what my first show was.
Yeah. Well, you probably went to so many.
I've been to my fair share.
I just recently started going to a lot of shows.
Because
now it's like, now I have money. So now it's like, now it's like, if I want to go, I don't have to be like, Dad, can you buy me tickets to the show? Now it's like, Motley Crue's in town. Hey, Dad, you want to go see Motley Crue? Yeah. Mm. All right, we're going. And it's just, oh, I love it. Because now just seeing all the bands I love. Getting to see Coheed blew my mind. Getting to see Coheed with... I forget the bands I saw. Oh, it was Coheed and Taking Back Sunday, co-headlining a tour, and they were like every new show they like alternate who closes. So we got Coheed closing, and nice. It was awesome. And then like a week later, we went right back to the same venue and saw Rise Against, AFI, and Anti-Flag, and it was awesome.
Those are all crazy good lineups.
Yeah, dude, it was an awesome lineup. Huh. I think the opener for the Coheed Taking Back Sunday show was a band called The Story So Far. And I've heard of them, but I didn't know any of their stuff.
Are they any good?
They were okay. It was all right.
All right.
But it wasn't bad. But I think the best show I've ever been to was me and Paulie went to Fenway.
Hmm.
And we saw Royal Blood, Dropkick Murphys, and the Foo Fighters.
Damn.
Yeah. It was sick. Like, I got to hear Shipping Off to Boston in Boston. It was crazy. Because the second that song started, you heard people outside of the stadium screaming. Like, it was so cool.
Damn.
Like, that was a solid show. But even the Motley Crue show was dope because Alice Cooper opened up for them. Like,
dude, how did you go to these... Like, not one of those lineups that you just named I would have changed.
Let me see what other ones. I remember when I saw Avenged Sevenfold, Black Tide opened up for them, and some other band I don't remember. I think it might have been like Fever 333 or something.
Mm.
Or some weird band. But they were okay. But they were like in the middle, so it was like Black Tide, whatever that band. Nope, it was a band called Operator. That's who it was. They were all right. Not my thing. But Black Tide killed it. I was like, oh my God, these are babies. And then they went on. And then the Rev just destroyed it. And it was just amazing. It was so good.
Oh, Rev.
But I know my younger brother went to go see them at Mohegan after Rev died with
Homeboy from Dream Theater?
No. It was after Dream Theater. No, it was the guy they got before Portnoy. No, it was after Portnoy. It was some random dude from some other metalcore band. And he didn't even... I don't even think he, like, lasted an album. Huh. But...
Who's playing drums with them now? I don't even know.
I have no idea. I don't know. I didn't like their last album. I wasn't a fan of the stage. Like, the stage itself was a good song. And then they had another song that had an outro that was just Neil deGrasse Tyson giving a speech on, like, space and time. And Sinister Gates was just wailing a solo while he was talking about it. It was just pretty cool to hear.
All right.
Because I'm a huge fan of Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I mean, who isn't?
I read his book twice. The Astrophysics for People in a Hurry.
Really?
It's a great book. I'm currently reading his other book, and it's Accessory to War, the relationship between astrophysics and the military, and how, like, they help develop weapons and shit. It's pretty dope. That's what they pay me to do at the post office. I walk around and listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah, that's it. I don't really have time to sit down and read, like, paperbacks.
Well, no, you out here, you know, delivering paper. Making paper, spitting out jokes.
I refer to it as slinging dick and slinging jokes. That's just it. I'm really good at one of them. So,
guess which one?
So, who are you listening to right now? Is there anything new you're listening to?
Nothing new. I've been listening to a lot of Unleash the Archers, which I guess is a power metal-y band. I think they're Canadian. They've got this woman singing who is absolutely fucking incredible. Like, her voice is just ridiculous.
I'm a big fan of female metal singers.
It's always cool. It's
like
always
Maria nice Brink from In This Moment.
Yeah, In This Moment. I remember when they first were coming up.
When they first came up, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I heard them on MySpace.
Yeah, dude. MySpace was the shit for finding out music.
Man, Tom, we miss you, bro.
Zuckerberg's not even my friend.
I know, right?
Zuck don't even fuck with me.
He don't want nothing to do with
Zuck
us.
Zuck don't give a fuck.
He's just like, I'm gonna take your data.
Yeah, right? He's like, I'm going to sell your data to everybody, and you can't even have me as a friend. Damn. At least Tom was our friend and then sold our information to everybody. But if it wasn't for Tom, though, if it wasn't for Tom, I probably wouldn't know half the music I know today.
It's true, because I remember when I first got into, like, the really heavier stuff in the death metal and black metal realms, it was... A lot of it was through MySpace, yeah. That's what you're talking about. Like, especially, like, the kind of basement-y ones, like Mirror Throne.
And it's cool because it gave you access to talk to those bands and, like, become, like, cool with them and shit.
Yeah, like, I remember I used to talk to Nabil of Viscaris.
Because, like, I feel like MySpace was way personal. Like, it was literally your space. Like, you could reach out to, like, these bands and they'd be like, yeah, man, blah, blah, blah. Put us in your top friends. And we're like, hell yeah. So it was always like your favorite band.
Cool as shit.
Maybe your girlfriend.
Maybe.
And it also taught us how to code like motherfuckers.
That's right.
We were just...
Man, back in
the day. MySpace gave us access to a multi-million-dollar industry that none of us went after.
Yeah, I mean, it was like MySpace and just like that time period. You know, like just going on like forums and stuff.
Dude... I didn't fully explore the internet when I was younger. Like, I hear people talking about, like, all these stuff they would read on the internet and, like, websites they'd go to. I'm like, I have no idea what those are. Like, I just recently found out about Reddit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I had no idea what Reddit was. No fucking clue.
It's 2019.
Well, all right. All right, I'm sorry.
You never read it on Reddit?
I knew what 4chan was.
I mean, that just means you're nasty.
Well, 4chan was weird. There's some weird shit on 4chan.
I mean, it's 4chan.
It scares me. 4chan is scary. Like, there's some dangerous motherfuckers on 4chan.
There are several chans, though. It's not just 4chan.
Is there 7chan?
I'm sure there is.
Nah, that's scary. Like, the black web, the dark web scares the shit out of me.
I mean, just...
I don't even know...
Don't go there.
I don't know where it is. I don't know what it is. Good. But I just know there's nothing there that I want.
That's fine. You don't know where it is, but it knows where you are.
I know it knows where I am. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't share my... I don't accept any cookies. No cookies.
Not a one.
Not a one. And sometimes I be wanting them cookies.
I know. I got... Especially when I pour myself a fresh glass of milk. It's like, what thinking is about some cookies.
It's like, that snickerdoodle. Snickerdoodle.
Which, a little bit of cinnamon swirl.
That's also just a new cookie that I've recently had. Not recently, probably within the past 5 years.
Well, that you hadn't had it before?
Yeah, I never had a Snickerdoodle before. Because, like, my family don't bake. They make pasteles.
Pasteles. Man, pasteles are better than Snickerdoodle, though.
I don't know, man. Snickerdoodles are fire. Unless you're probably spoiled with Snickerdoodles. You look like the type of guy who has Snickerdoodles all the time.
Not really. I was never a sweets guy.
I'm not now. I used to be. I like candy. Rarely. But when I want candy, I eat mad candy.
Just tons of it all at once. Rude.
Rude. I'm recording here.
Come on, Bridgeport.
Oh, dude, I love when I'm recording a podcast and, like, we're driving by and you hear someone like, hey, yo, motherfucker. And then, like, whoever I'm recording with, they're like, I'm like, no, we're keep it going. That's just Bridgeport. Like, that's just, those are the side characters to keep the podcast. It keep it moving. Nothing to see here.
Just keep your head down. No snitch. You'll be all right.
Any new music coming out that you're looking for? Looking forward to?
That's a good question. Ooh. I don't really think so. The last album I was looking forward to was Tool's new album. And that's been out for a little bit now.
How is it?
I thoroughly enjoy it.
I was never a Tool guy.
Yeah. They're one of those bands, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you either really like them or you just doesn't.
You know a band I don't like?
What?
Pearl Jam.
I could never do it with Pearl Jam. I've tried so many times.
Yeah, I'm just not... Not my thing.
Yeah, like, I see the appeal.
Like, I see it, but then also I hear, and I'm like, I don't, that's not for me.
Talented guys.
Yeah, definitely super talented guys. I cannot take it. Like, I hate when people are like, they're like, oh, I don't like this artist, and then they bash them. It's like, first of all, they're very successful. It's just not your cup of tea. Like,
yeah, it's like you just don't jive with it.
Like, I don't jive with Pearl Jam, but I can't sit here and say they're not good. Obviously, they're good. They're still touring. They're still putting out music. Like, they're good.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know. It's just...
They're out there making all the money. So, the fuck?
People just want their opinion forced on everyone.
Man.
Just live in a weird world, Jimmy.
I mean, haters have always and will always hate.
Haters be hating. Mm.
That's the one way to do it.
Let's just not even worry about that. I have so many burns on this floor from hookah.
The hookah.
The hookah. Dude, it's just... I've recently gotten back into Spanish music.
Really?
Yeah.
Like who?
I'm a big Bad Bunny guy.
Really?
Yeah. Have you listened to Bad Bunny?
I have not.
Bad Bunny's... It's really... I just enjoy it. It's like just...
All right, you got to remind me later.
It's just
make
like
me a list.
Puerto Rican rap. Like, it's not even like... It's not like reggaeton. Like, It's not like Daddy... It's just like... I don't know. He's like Puerto Rican Drake. You know, like,
let me find out.
He has a song with Drake. It's fantastic. Drake sings in Spanish.
Does he do it in a wheelchair? Because that would be tight.
Like Jimmy? Oh, we've come full circle.
Have we?
I don't know. I don't know. I think so.
I thought you were about to blow my mind for a minute.
I think we started the podcast and I said I'm with Jimmy, and then we talked about it, Jimmy. That's a circle.
All right.
That's a circle.
All right.
It's like I'll an oval. We ovaled it.
An oval. All right. All right. Just look like we're starting up a drawing of a pickle. It's all right.
Just drawing a pickle here.
All right. Pickle Rick.
I hate that show.
What?
I hate Rick and Morty. Oh, my God.
How dare you?
And do you want to know why I hate it? Because of Pickle Rick. I saw that episode and I went, okay, this is kind of funny. I can get behind this.
But you can't start the show and on then, Pickle Rick, though.
And then, like, everywhere I went, people were just like, I'm Pickle Rick! And I'm like, oh my God, shut up. Like, there was a video of a guy at McDonald's and he jumps up on the counter and he's like, where's my damn Szechuan sauce? I'm Pickle Rick! And I'm like, you need to die.
Yeah, that's too
like,
much.
And I'm just like, oh, this show is
like,
ridiculous.
Man, I'm just trying to get my quarter pounder with cheese.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
One of my favorite movies of all time.
That is actually Paulie's favorite movie. That is number one.
Yep. Oh, Tarantino did it right with that one.
I mean, Tarantino has done it right with every single one. I can't think of a bad Tarantino movie.
Fair.
Because what you got? Reservoir Dogs.
Brilliant.
Pulp Fiction.
Yup.
Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight.
Fantastic. Did he do Django?
Yes. And Inglourious Bastards.
And Inglourious Bastards, which I haven't seen that. It's on Netflix and it's on my list. I just don't know when I'm going to be able to get to my list. Although I do have a 5-hour drive tomorrow, so I might watch Inglourious Bastards while I'm driving down there.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on Netflix, you can just download it ahead of time. Just so you don't have to use data type of thing. Be fancy about it.
Just got to remember my Netflix password, because I don't think I have Netflix on my phone yet.
All right, because this is the new phone.
Yeah, boy.
Yep.
Oh, as a mailman, do you ever come home and you're bleeding?
All the time.
Bro, you don't know where it comes from?
Never.
The other day, I'm sitting down, and Polly's like, oh, my God, there's something right. She's like, oh, my God, your leg is bleeding. What happened? I'm like, oh, shit.
You need stitches.
I'm like, I don't even know.
It's rough out there.
I don't like stitches. Really? I don't like getting them. Nah, I've no
I mean, who likes getting stitches?
Like, my last job, I had a piece of sheet metal go into my leg about a quarter inch. Probably should have stitched it up. Not going to lie. Definitely needed stitches. I just put some paper towel on it and duct taped it. Like, I was at work. Like, I can't leave work. Like, I'm working. So I just put duct tape on it. I took a paper towel and I folded it like 4 times and I pressed it down really hard. And then I just duct taped it around my leg.
Struggle is real, y'all.
And then I have a sweet scar from it. It's like a really,
but
like,
they don't want kids to play dodgeball anymore.
It's like,
but you over here getting stabbed by sheet metal.
We come from a different era.
It's true.
We come from a way different era. Like, we are.
But the thing is, like, is that true, or is this just something that every generation says? Because when we were kids, we would hear people say, "Ah, you kids have it so easy these days." But now we're the ones saying, "Oh, you kids got it so easy."
I think
it's
definitely something that every generation says, because there's different struggles that every generation has to go through. Like, I can't see the struggle that the kids have now. Because in my eyes, they have everything. So, like, you have access to everything. So what kind of, like we were limited because we didn't have all this access, like, limited in what we could do. Whereas, like, right now, like, when I was younger, if I wanted to learn how to play guitar, I either had to teach myself or go to a library and get a book or pay someone to give me lessons. Now you can literally learn on YouTube. Yeah. In like a week.
There's fucking apps for it.
Yeah.
You know, like Musician and all that
Yeah, like
shit.
You had to learn how to tune your guitar. Now there's an app. You press a string and it's like, nope. You there pluck you it and it's like, no, you're out of tune.
Yeah.
3 clicks. But like, I don't know. I think it was real crazy the other day. I told my my son's friends that there was no YouTube when I was their age. And they were like mind fucked. They were like, what? They're like, how did you survive? And I'm like, I went outside. And then, yo, his best friend is so funny. He looks at me. He goes, and did what?
No.
Yeah. He's like, and did what? I was like, we fucking played, bro. He's like, what'd you play? I'm like, Manhunt, City Chase. Like,
I haven't heard of that game. Who put that out? Activision?
Is that free to play? Is that like a battle royale? Like, we used to play football.
How many
football
microtransactions are on that one?
Is there DLC for this City Chase?
Is there a weekly loot box?
There's no loot box, but you better get home before those street lights get on before mama whoop your ass, boy.
Shit. Ain't no meal supper for you now.
Oh, all right. Speaking of that, I told Paulie, it was very funny. So I'm delivering, right? And this little boy comes out of his house and he's like, why do I have to go? I don't want to go. And his dad was like, listen, all day it's been about you. It's been your day today. We got to go do something else. He goes, I know. He goes, and I want to keep it that way.
That's an honest kid right there. So then
he goes back inside and he's walking out. He goes, this is fucking bullshit, Dad. Yo, he's like 8. He's like, this is fucking bullshit, Dad. You know it is. I don't want to go. I want to stay here. And the dad goes, he goes, well, you just lost your supper. And the kid goes, oh, supper. Who needs that anyway? And just gets in the car.
That's and I'm a sitting, sassy bro, fucking 8-year-old.
And I'm sitting in the truck and I'm dying. And the dad looks up at me and I just lock it up and I stop laughing. And I go. And he gets in his car and I just start dying.
Oh, you're not getting a tip from that one.
Dude, that was so funny. It was hilarious.
That's bad, though. These fucking kids, we could not speak to our parents like that.
Hell no. There's this one kid on my route, though. He's the fucking best. He's just this little ginger kid. And I walked by his house, and they still had Halloween decorations up. And he just lays down in front of the tombstone. And I'm like, what's up, dude? He goes, I'm dead. And I was like, me too, man. I just kept going. He's just like laying in front of
that
the
kid.
Like,
I'm was dead. A mood.
He's a whole mood. He's like, I'm dead. I'm like, fuck, man, me too. I've been dead for years.
Yep. Inside and out, baby.
Yeah. Still getting Halloween candy. That's solid.
Ugh.
I got a Crunch Bar today. That nice. Was pretty cool. Pretty cool. Little girl gave me a flower and some candy the other day.
You got it. Ooh.
But she took the flower back.
Aww.
But I still got some Skittles. So, I mean, like,
you got to taste the rainbow.
Well. Oh, wouldn't say that. That was weird.
I just wanted to see your reaction.
That sounds like a jail sentence. Yeah. That sounds
I
like.
I feel like that's a trap. I'm not going to answer.
It definitely sounds like my mind doesn't mean no.
I love that joke.
Have you seen that documentary? The Surviving R. Kelly thing?
I have not.
Man.
You have told me about
it. Don't watch it.
I don't
unless
want
you
want to
punch him in the face.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I just, like, on sight, I want to punch R. Kelly in the face.
I was like, dude.
Like, how the parents, like, the fathers didn't, like, hunt him down is beyond me. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, you know, weren't most of them getting, like, payouts and shit?
I don't know. I think they said something about it, but, like, I think, like, he claimed that they were getting money from him, but they were like, yo, we never got a dime from him. But then that made me think, and it was like, wait, so if you were getting dimes, would you have been okay with it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's true, though.
But I don't know. I see the good in people, and I can't imagine somebody would do that.
I mean, you would hope not, but
yeah,
here we are.
Like, I'm certain of three things in life. One, OJ did it. Two, Michael Jackson did not. Do it.
Mm.
Three.
Taking the stance.
R. Kelly did that shit.
Yes, he did.
R. Kelly did the shit out of that. But I don't know. I don't believe Michael Jackson did it. I believe he was weird as fuck. Like, that was just a weird ass dude.
He
was a weird ass dude.
But, musical genius. You cannot take that
away
from Michael.
There will never be another Michael.
No.
Ever, 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 ever. I think the closest thing we got to Michael now. Well, the closest thing we got to Michael was maybe Prince.
Yeah.
And then after Prince, nothing till Bruno. Nothing till Bruno Mars. It's the closest we going to get.
Yeah, unless we hop into other races. Maybe JT. If only just because I like the guy.
You putting him on Michael Jackson level?
He's kissing it. He's kissing the threshold. I feel like he's
kissing
the threshold.
I think he might be stepping on the block. I don't even think he's at the door yet.
Okay.
He's on the block.
He knows he's on the right street.
Yeah, he knows where he's going.
He's not lost. He doesn't need Google Maps.
But I think he's just going to buy a house at the beginning of the street. I don't think he's getting to the end.
Yeah,
he ain't
good.
Getting to the end of the cul-de-sac.
He's like, man, I don't need any more of this money.
I got Jessica Biel, baby. I don't need nothing.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Probably has no bad days.
Probably.
Bad day at work, you go home to Jessica Biel.
It has been a very long time since the last time he cried a river.
Great album. Great song. Solid album. Just
solid single.
Cry me a river. Oh.
cry me.
Are you working on any new music?
Not really, not at the moment. I like fuck around here and there, but like no bands or anything. I have plans to do a couple covers with some people.
What kind of covers?
I know I'm doing a December song with a buddy of mine. I'm gonna do a couple other things, probably a Killswitch song. Just jump on a bunch of different genres because he's very similar to me that he listens to everything.
What Killswitch song?
Definitely gonna do Fixation on the Darkness.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, we might do another one besides that, but I don't know yet. There's a bunch. He's got like 2 pages worth of covers that he would love to do. So,
God, I feel like if I ever became musically talented, I would only want to cover old songs.
Just how old?
Like old songs.
Like Roaring Twenties.
Like Lead Belly. Like Lead Belly and shit like that. Like, I just love it. I love old music.
Hmm.
Like old music is so good because it's like, I had Sirius XM in my car for a while, and I would listen to the 50s station.
What the hell job did you have that you could afford that?
Pause. 3-month free trial. Every couple of months, they send you something. Hey, man, you want to try this for 3 months? Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the 50s was, like, a lot of the music was weird, and I don't like it.
Mm.
But there's gems in there. Like, the writing's good, and it's all just raw. Like, there's no effects. There's no nothing. Like, what you hear is what you get. Like, that's a dude and his guitar just playing. And I just think it's, like, good raw talent. I think the best era for music was the 70s, in my opinion. I think the 70s had fantastic music.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to refute that.
Like, it just, it everything was there.
Yeah.
Like, the almost like the birth of everything.
Yeah, just everything was just blowing like, up.
Without the 70s, you have no music.
Yeah, because, like, the 60s, like, just gave it, like, this awesome, like, push. And then in the 70s, just everything
kicked the door open.
Yeah.
Because that was, what was it? You see, you had the birth of, like, metal.
Yeah, yeah, the prototypes of metal were coming out.
Yeah, like, Sabbath was killing.
Yeah.
Then you had, going into the late 70s, you had all these newer bands starting up. You had Kiss in mid-70s. Then you had Guns N' Roses coming in. You had Metallica coming out of nowhere, just fucking blaring on shit.
Got to point out that you just kind of skipped our boys Rush.
Well, they're Canadians, so they have their own just spectrum of excellence.
I mean, you know, Rush just kind of transcends everything.
Yeah, Rush is Rush.
Ugh.
Yeah, I remember when the last time you came over and you just like picked up the bass and you played Limelight, and I called my dad. I'm like, yeah, so Jimmy just came here, played Limelight, and fucking left. Like, he just got burned out. All right, I'm out.
Yeah. Sitting on a lighted stage. Or where the fuck it goes.
And it's just three dudes. That blows my fucking mind.
It's just three guys. And that it, just made that sound. It's fucking crazy.
I think one of the coolest things I've done, Polly took me and her dad to go to Discovery Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a Pink Floyd and Rush laser light show in the planetarium.
Nope.
It was amazing.
That's too good.
It was so good. It was just amazing. I want to go
I'm
back.
I'm not one for hard drugs, but I would have taken acid for that.
And they didn't do The Wall by Pink Floyd because they had a whole separate laser show for The Wall.
Like front to back.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, I really wanted to go to that one. But I ended up forgetting when it was.
Mm. That's all right. Man, I would love to see something like that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was incredibly cool, actually. Because I'm just a big fan of the planetarium in general.
I've never been to a planetarium.
Dude, go to the Discovery Museum. You and Kat, just go one day. It's so cool.
Hmm.
You literally just sit. So it's like this big dome, and you just sit in there in these really comfortable reclining chairs. And you see the ceiling, and the ceiling's just like gray. And then the lights go off, and it just becomes the sky. There's stars. Like, I remember I went in like fourth or fifth grade and they taught us all the constellations. Like, they brought them up on there. Hmm. It was just so cool. It was like shooting stars every once in a while. It was so sick.
Man, I'm gonna go there.
Did I tell you? I bought my plane ticket.
Oh, did you now?
I bought it. Bought it last night.
Nice.
Going to LA. It's official. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Gonna see where the stars are. Hopefully, it's not on fire anymore.
Dude.
Oh, California.
It's gonna be on fire when I get there. Woo! I'm dropping heat. Dropping all the heat. No, I just can't wait. We're like starting to plan out what we're gonna do. So we are getting there the 18th at noon. We'll be in LA at noon. And the following day on Sunday, we're going to go to a Dodgers game.
Nice.
So I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like on cloud nine. I don't care what else we do. And then Monday, I'm going to try and get on the Laugh Factory because their open mic starts at 6 and you have to like be the first 10 people. So I'm going to get there at like noon and just sit there and wait. My boy's like, I'm not gonna wait with you. I'm like, I don't care. I was like, just come back every once in a while, maybe bring me some in and out, you know, so I don't die.
Yeah.
But Gatorade, Gatorade, you know. I'm just gonna say I'm wearing diapers. I was just gonna wear diapers for
My adult depends.
Did you poop yourself? I don't know. Depends.
See what you did there. You on the show.
Sir, have you been sitting out here? Yeah, have you gone to the bathroom? Nope. What have you done? Just pull out my diaper sack. Just
what you think?
What you think, mate?
No game.
Gives my life.
You see Sega Saturn stamped anywhere on this ass? Don't think so. Can't play no knights on me.
I forgot I did that to Boba Fett. Put the sombrero on.
It's mighty festive. Hey, I dressed up for Day of the Dead.
That's Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Do you have social media, Jimmy? Are you on Facebook and Instagram or the Twitter?
I am on Facebook and Instagram. I do not do anything on either of them. I really don't. I am horrible at social media. It's just a horrible combination of... There are many things about social media I dislike and horrible social anxiety. So it's just like, no, I mean, I'm bad enough with people in real life.
Yeah, I have to use them because
that's... I mean, you try and do big things. I feel that.
But it's just...
If I got like a band again, I'd be like more
about it. It is more. It's very consuming. It's crazy. Like,
it's a lot of time.
It is. And it's like if you...
Gotta answer people. I don't like answering people.
Comments and all that
stuff. I wish I was deaf.
If you had to lose a sense, what would it be? Would it be hearing?
Probably, but Beethoven is shit.
I'd get rid of my sense of taste. I don't care. Whatever.
Never taste again, though?
Never taste again. You know what that means, though?
What?
You could literally go vegan and not know the difference.
You just have no idea?
No idea.
But like, you lose taste, but you can still feel texture.
Yeah, but
is texture gonna fuck you up?
Probably not, because I can't taste it. Like, I was like, oh wow, that's mushy. Alright. What does it taste like? Mush? I don't know. Well, you just ate a plate of shit. Oh well then.
Thanks for letting me know, Kyle.
It was cold, so obviously it wasn't fresh.
It wasn't mine, so it's fine.
Oh, so you're a rapper now. you just dropped that bomb. Midday, yeah. Midday exclusive.
Bring me all the gifts. I don't even need bows, bruh.
I don't even need bows, bruh. So November 23rd.
November 23rd.
2019. We putting together a little show.
Apparently.
Little show. Little comedy. Little music.
It's little though, little.
A poem.
Bite size.
A poem or two.
Poem.
We got a slam poet on here.
Ooh, slam?
Spoken. She's nasty. Oh, bro, she's so good.
You know, the best kind of poets are the ones
that speak. She is a savage. I saw her once, and when I put this show together, I was like, it's missing something. I messaged her. I was like, hey, you want to come spit some poems? She's like, hell yeah. And I'm like, yes.
Damn. It got me nervous. Like, I'm going on before that one.
No, she's going to open it up.
Oh,
she's going to open up the show.
You're going to start with the fire?
It's so powerful. It's so good. So I'm going to put her up front and have her just kick everything off.
You're going to have that, and I'm going to go on there and sing a song about dicks.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to have that, right? She's going to spit some beautiful poetry. I got three incredible musicians who are going to perform, and then like six comedians are going to be like, yeah, so yesterday I was touching my dick, and it's just...
A little bit of everything.
It's so funny because when I first did the comedy show there, it was like they were reading all these beautiful poems. Not even reading, they were reciting these beautiful poems. And then we get up and I'm like, yeah, so dick pics, right? Am I right?
They funny.
Dick pics. No one likes them.
You ever look at a dick pic and you realize, and then you look at another dick pic, and you look at another dick pic and you realize that every dick always looks kind of surprised.
They're always just like,
it's like, oh, I didn't see you come in. Welcome to my humble abode.
Oh, man. Dude, it's so funny, like, with Polly and like, she doesn't understand. I'd like dicks work.
Like, what?
Check it out.
She has a child.
No, look, watch. I worded that wrong. So like if I'm like getting dressed, and you know when you dry yourself, I don't know how you dry yourself. She thinks that you like have to like pat and like be gentle because it's like gonna break or something. And no. I'm like, no, like you just gotta get in there. So just fucking dry it up. Like,
it's like old school. It's like the old school way to wash your clothes with a fucking board.
Yeah. It's like you dry your heads the same way. Yeah. Like, and she's like, no. She's like, you're gonna what? Stop. I'm like, first of all, I've had this for 28 years now. Okay, I think I know how to work it.
He's been through the ringer. It's fine.
You know, he's been beaten. He knows what's going on.
Well,
that took a turn.
Every time anything goes down with my dick, all you just hear.
Do you remember that commercial? I want to say it was like a Geico commercial. And it was like, it was like a break room. And this guy was heating up a burrito.
Remember that.
And they were just like, they were coming up on just like this platform of those smoke. And like, the final countdown. And then the dude didn't even let one beep. He just took it out and they were like,
Yep. Fucked up.
Anything you want to say to the seven people in Australia who listened to this?
Man, Australia though?
It's so weird, man.
Damn.
Australia loves podcasts.
Man.
Well, I mean.
Much love to the people down under.
They probably don't leave their house because everything out there wants to fucking kill them.
Man, those are the gangsters of the world, though. The true G's.
A friend of mine went to Australia last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was jealous because it's Australia. Yeah. Then I got even more jealous because not only did he go to Australia, he went to Australia and went to the Sydney Opera House to see Wu-Tang. Like,
what the fuck?
Yes. It was awesome. I was
How do you go to Australia and just see Wu-Tang?
Because he's the man.
They bring the motherfucking ruckus to Australia?
Bro, they were like, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, down under.
This one's for our boy, Steve Irwin.
Hey, yo, fuck that man of race.
Much love.
Have you seen the Wu-Tang show on Hulu?
I have not. Have you?
No, I don't have Hulu.
I heard it's good.
I heard it's fantastic, and I keep seeing previews on it. And like, they showed the kid who was playing ODB, and he looks and sounds just like ODB.
That's wild.
But I don't know if they like did what they did in Straight Outta Compton, where like the dudes looked like them, but they just played NWA anytime they were performing.
Yeah.
So, but that was still cool. I love that movie. Favorite part is when Polly was crying when Easy died because she didn't know. Bro, that was hilarious.
How did she not know that Easy died?
But I look over to her and she's crying and I'm like, why are you crying? She's like, because he's going to die. I'm like, did you not know that? She went, no.
No, Learn something new every day.
And she was just like, he died? Like, yeah. Yeah, he's dead.
I was going to see if he was going to play a show out here anytime soon.
I was going to buy you tickets.
I saw you was such a big fan.
Because I wanted you to cruise down the street in your 6'4".
Oh shit,
Jimmy! Thanks for coming and doing nonsense for God, however long this podcast is. I don't even know.
I am always down for nonsense.
You can follow it's Jimmy.
My favorite kind of sex.
You can follow Jimmy on Twitter at I have sex hands 420.
It's not even about weed. It's that I actually have 420 hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can take care of you, girl. Let me know.
You ain't never had a massage like a man with 420 shit hands can give you.
Massage envy is envious of this. I don't even know.
Check Jimmy out November 23rd at the After School Special Show.
Woo!
Buy your tickets before they sell out.
Purchase.
Then come hang out at the show. And maybe we'll French. I don't know.
Or cry.
Yeah.
You know.
I think the French cry.
Do the French cry?
Yeah.
I know they French fry.
Freedom fries.
Freedom fries.